It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In the last week, the Twitter account for Barack Obama has posted five items about climate change, including this one. Quote, "While many in Congress continue to deny the science on climate change, Alaska's Columbia Glacier continues to melt."
Now, the group that runs that Twitter account with the president's name is Organizing for Action, or OFA. The nonprofit advocacy group emerged out of the president's reelection campaign. Its mission is to promote the president's agenda on a wide range of issues, from guns to immigration.
Now, OFA is focusing on global warming, and as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, that's creating some tension inside the White House.
On Organizing for Action's first day, the group announced four focus areas. Guns and immigration took most of the bandwidth early on. Item number three, the budget, has been a drumbeat in the background. The fourth issue is global warming. This week, OFA unveiled a website urging supporters to, quote, "call out the climate change deniers." And the group recently produced a video highlighting Republicans who question the science of climate change. The montage includes House Speaker John Boehner.
"Every time we exhale carbon dioxide. Every cow in the world, when they do what they do, you've got more carbon dioxide."
For President Obama's supporters, this campaign helps create an us-and-them, black-and-white standoff. On one side, President Obama and the scientific community that conclude man-made climate change is real. On the other side, members of Congress who are unconvinced. Ben LaBolt is a former White House spokesman who consults with Organizing for Action.
"The end goal here is obviously to spur action behind climate. Few issues have motivated supporters to join Organizing for Action, like climate change."
And that's where things get complicated. OFA's mission is to advance the president's agenda. But some environmentalists are frustrated with the president's agenda on climate change. For more than a year, protesters have marched against the Keystone XL pipeline. This protest brought thousands of people to the White House. Last week, the head of a Baltimore dredging company testified in support of the pipeline. Peter Bowie told a congressional committee, "For us, it's all about jobs.
Not the construction jobs from the pipeline itself, but ongoing jobs every year for decades to come, all related to the production of oil from the Alberta oil sands deposits."
On Friday, President Obama spoke at that dredging company in Baltimore.
"You guys are an example of what we can do to make America a magnet for good jobs. After all, y'all know a thing or two about growing the economy."
The White House insists that the president's speech had nothing to do with Keystone, but the situation shows how awkward this is for the president, caught between protecting the environment and trying to create jobs. Organizing for Action's global warming campaign does not extend to this key environmental debate of the day. Consultant Ben LaBolt.
"Ultimately, the president's position on Keystone has been to let the State Department review process play out. Organizing for Action is going to do the same thing."
OFA says if people want to lobby the president on Keystone, they can join other groups. The pipeline is not the only area where environmental groups are frustrated with Obama. Dan Lashoff is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
"Existing power plants are America's biggest global warming polluter. They're responsible for about 40% of our carbon dioxide emissions. And EPA has both the authority and the obligation to set standards to curb those emissions."
But President Obama's nominee to run the Environmental Protection Agency, Gina McCarthy, recently told a Republican senator that the agency is not currently developing any regulations to limit emissions from existing power plants. Last week, a Senate committee voted along party lines to approve McCarthy's nomination. OFA and environmental groups are both urging the full Senate to approve her. So that's one thing they agree on. What the Obama administration does after she's in the job is a different story. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.